We are studying from the from Tess, volume 1, part 1, page 16. Starting from letter 6.
Yes.
6.
Explanation of the words, hence work and labor have been prepared for the reward of the souls, since he who eats that which is not his own is afraid to look at his face. 6. To somewhat understand this sublime place, we must go into further detail. We shall research the axis of the entire reality before us and its general purpose. Is there an operator without purpose? And what is that purpose for which he invented this whole reality before us in the upper worlds and in the lower worlds? Indeed, our sages already instructed us in many places that all the worlds were created only for Israel, who observed Torah and mitzvot. However, we should understand this question of our sages who asked about it. If the purpose of creation of the worlds was to delight his creatures, and why did he create this corporeal, turbid, and tormented world? Without it, he could certainly delight the souls as much as he wanted. So why did he bring the soul into such a murky and filthy body? And they explained it with the verse, he who eats that which is not his own is afraid to look at his face. This means there is a flaw of shame in any free gift. And to spare the souls this blemish, he created this world where there is work, and they will enjoy their labor, for they take their full pay in return for their work, and are thus spared the blemish of shame.
Meaning that the Creator's will is that the created being will be independent, that the creature will feel that he exists in and of himself freely in his world, and the world belongs to him, and the created being is the boss of his world, the boss of himself, in such a way that when he has these inclinations within, he can research reality and understand reality in a way that is independent and not subdued and not being emotionally orchestrated, where certain actions are planted and impressions are planted into his mind and heart. Rather, he can look at himself from an independent point of view, like the Creator's, and that will truly be called independent. That's what the Creator wants. And so there's a matter of this commitment of the Creator to create a reality where the created being can develop gradually and see himself as independent, not feeling dependent on the upper force, even though he does depend 100% on the upper force because he emerges from it, and that connection cannot be severed. These two things cannot be disconnected. But the Creator builds such systems between him and the created being so that the created being will really feel independent. and thus he can take on all the qualities of the Creator and be opposite to the Creator and be incorporated with both the systems of both Kedusha and Klipa, and so truly be an independent created being that the Creator can take pride in, that he created from his level of greatness and righteousness, he can come to be as the Creator in every sense. Now, how do we do that? We're going to have to go a bit deeper and observe and research it. Hebrew 10.
It says that you receive a reward for the work, eternal and beautiful. The question is, how do you neutralize the shame she will be able to do this work?
By our intentions in order to bestow. Be'er Sheva.
Morning, Rav, World 10. With which vessels can we feel shame? Are these the same vessels? Or he builds us new vessels?
The shame can be felt in new vessels of bestowal. In the ordinary vessels of reception, we can't feel any shame. There's no shame on the levels of still vegetative and animate. And there's no shame all also on the still vegetative and animate levels within the human. Meaning, the shame, like he wrote, is intended for very lofty souls, high souls. PT19.
Morning, Rav, friends. He's saying here, and there's a reality of work here. What's so important about their labor? What is the matter of shame here?
What did he say?
Again. He's saying that there is a reality of labor here, and he says, what's so important with, and they'll enjoy the labor of their hands. What's the matter of shame here?
Shame is an indication that he who feels the shame is independent because he feels himself opposite someone else. And then, according to the sense of shame, we can say, oh, that's no longer an animal, that is a human.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
It says that he brought the soul in a turbid body, impure body. Is this our own body or not yet?
Will to receive of each and every one that appears more and more until we see that it's truly filthy and murky, and we have nothing to do with it but make a restriction over it and gradually correct it bit by bit in order to bestow. Okay. Give one.
Да, дорогой Раф, я сколько занимаюсь Каббалой, чем дальше, тем я мне меньше стыдно.
And the more I learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, the more I learn, the less shame I feel. I feel there's nothing to be ashamed of. And here we say that we have to come to shame, but I see that I have less and less shame.
You probably haven't started engaging in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's why you feel this.
А мы тут и говорим тоже и на первой части урока, что Творец за меня завершит. То есть Он и в материальном все дает, и в духовном.
So in this first part, the Creator will finish it for me. He's giving everything in corporeality and spirituality. What should I be ashamed of? There's no me here.
You will have very great shame in that from all the situations, the circumstances that the Creator is giving you, you can't arrange them, use them correctly to give him back what he gives to you, you'll see how much shame you will feel.
So shame is from not doing something or doing something incorrectly?
From not being able to repay, to give back to the Creator what he gives to you. Wait, it'll be, it'll happen. The fire of hell is shame, which burns so much. The wicked who go to hell and burn in the fire of hell are basically burned from shame. So the fact you don't feel it yet doesn't mean that you're righteous. It means that you haven't yet went through these corrections.
What are
these corrections? Have to be before the quality of bestowal of the Creator to feel it?
Of course. Only opposite the Creator you begin to feel who you are. But it's not in order to just humiliate you. It's in order to give you a direction towards corrections.
Dudi?
We're item 7. What is the connection between working 70 years and eternal delight? And you will not find a greater free gift than that. Item 7. These words are perplexing through and through. First, our primary aim and prayer is, spare us a free gift. Our sages have said that the treasure of a free gift is prepared only for the highest souls in the world. And their answer is even more perplexing. They said that there is a great flaw in free gifts, namely the shame that encounters every receiver of a free gift. To mend this, the Creator has prepared this world where there is work and labor, so as to be rewarded in the next world for their labor and work. But that excuse is very strange. It's like a person who says to his friend, "Work with me for just a minute, and I, in return, I will give you every pleasure and treasure in the world for the rest of your life."
Meaning, even if now, in this whole life of ours, if we are completely righteous and we do everything the Creator demands from dawn to dusk and do His will, it's a question, what is His will? But He gave us this life of 70 years, 80, 90 today, whatever, but it's so limited. Opposite eternity, it's all nothing. So how could it be that through this work in our corporeal life, whatever we do here, we merit complete eternal pleasure, timeless, boundless? How can it be? And when we are rewarded with it, how does that rid us of the shame? That's the main thing. So, what was this world created for? To get rid of the shame. So how do we get rid of the shame here? If we're willing to do everything the Creator demands from us throughout this life, here. So what are we doing here? Is that understood or not? Spain 2.
Buenos días, querido Rab.
Good day, dear Rab.
Las que sienten la sensación de vergüenza.
If only highest souls can feel shame. By the time you reach this degree, it will be aware that we're eating something that's not a result of our effort, we won't feel this shame, this feeling.
Right. Only the high souls, lofty souls feel that they are connected to the corrections and that they have to discover the Creator, and the beastly life of this world is insufficient for them. This is all related to the high souls, and we are those high souls. Next.
Start
from the top, yeah.
Okay, from the top, item 7. What is the connection between working 70 years and eternal delight? And you will not find a greater free gift than that. These words are perplexing through and through. First, our primary aim and prayer is, spare us a free gift. Our sages have said that the treasure of a free gift is prepared only for the highest souls in the world. And their answer is even more perplexing. They said that there is a great flaw in free gifts, namely the shame that encounters every receiver of a free gift. And to mend this, the Creator has prepared this world where there's work and labor so as to be rewarded in the next world for their labor and work. But that excuse is very strange. It is like a person who says to his friend, work with me for just a minute, and in return, I will give you every pleasure and treasure in the world for the rest of your life. There is indeed no greater free gift than that, because the reward is incomparable with the work. As the work is in this transient, worthless world compared to the reward and pleasure in the eternal world. What value is there to the passing world compared to the eternal world? It is even more so with regards to the quality of the labor, which is worthless compared to the quality of the reward. And our sages have said, the Creator is destined to inherit each and every righteous person 310 worlds, etc. We cannot say that some of the reward is given in return for their work, and the rest is free gift. For then, what good would that do? Since the blemish of shame would still be remain. Indeed, their words are not to be taken literally, for there is a profound meaning in their words.
Baltia One.
Those high souls, is it a degree?
It's a desire in a person who yearns to understand the essence of creation. New York 1.
Question from two parts. Can we be also in a restriction and in the feeling of shame? And the second question is it true that this world needs a restriction on my behalf for the Adam to show?
Both are correct.
PT 4.
PT 4.
This independence that is promised in the purpose of creation, is that a step on the path or is it an illusion? The independence, is that really the purpose?
Yes, it's the purpose of creation, and you will be as God, knowing good and evil.
So what is the pleasure that is received in the purpose of creation? What is promised?
Equivalence of form. we feel like the Creator, which is the highest level in reality.
How do we reach the feeling of Him if it's only to see that He's in control and He's giving us all?
We come to it through equivalence of form, so we too are in the same state. PT 18.
When you ask the Rabash, he said, shame is a creation on its own. So my question is, we know that the Creator created the world to receive, so the shame comes against it, and why?
Shame seemingly wants to erase the will to receive. So the will to receive and shame are in a collision with one another until a person begins to see that the solution is to work with the will to receive in order to bestow. And then the shame becomes honor.
So the one who causes it is the shame.
Correct. Correct. This is why it was created, and this is why it is revealed only in high souls.
What does it mean, high souls?
Those that demand contact with the Creator.
But we're learning how to do this. Us, Nebaruch, your students.
Because in us, there are high souls, a deficiency to attain the Creator.
Do you hear me?
What?
Rachamim,
what do you want to ask?
Why did the Creator imprint in us the shame in an indirect way?
For now, we don't feel shame. When we begin to feel it, we will understand why it happens.
Thank you, that's what I thought.
Turkey 6.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Berkeley. My friend has a question. Is there a relation between the breath of shame and free choice?
Yes, of course there is a connection. Because only through free choice do we rise to the level of shame, and only the level of shame leads us to free choice. They are both interdependent.
Unity 1.
Rav, tell me please, do we have to reach shame in the 10 in order to reach the correct prayer?
That's correct. It is correct. It is still not on our level, but this is what will happen, how it will be. Correct. PT 17.
In number 7, Baal HaSulam asked an important question. And didn't he answer? Maybe I missed out on it and he didn't answer.
What's the question?
There's a question but no answer. How do we, in our small exertion, enter shame of all the worlds?
Well, that's the question he wants you to ask. Yes, he wants you to ask, how do we, by living in this world, say for 70 years, how can we, by this, obtain an eternal pleasure? How can it be? Where is the shame? What does he say about this? He says something simple. I'm telling you, although Baal HaSulam didn't want to write about it openly. He says this, you have to yearn for the revelation of the Creator, for adhesion with the Creator, instead of all the All your activities that you invent in this world, which are worthless, but rather that throughout this life, as much as you were given to live in this world, you yearn to achieve connection between you and the revelation of the Creator. If you begin on this path and you enter it, this is what you need to do. Meaning, our world is built for us to begin the way and then continue. It doesn't matter in what states, but we'll continue. What do we know about the next world? What is in the after the physical death? We also don't belong to our body anymore. Our body is on the animate level. And we, all of us, yearn to reach the speaking level. So what has it got to do with our life, our physical life? When we get rid of them, we get rid of it. When we get rid of it, we get rid of it. We're drawn to enter the human level anyhow, to live in connection between us and with the Creator. So this life or death or corporeal life doesn't really influence or interfere or decide really anything for us. It's only an addition that's totally needless. Let's continue. PT 14. Wait, there's more.
What's the connection to eternal pleasures? What's the connection between us building a relation to the Creator and
start acquiring eternal pleasures? Yes, there is no shame in this, because these spiritual pleasures, you get them in the vessel of bestowal in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And then the shame becomes honor.
Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Digamos, antes de la vergüenza está el dolor, Rab. O sea, queda como sensación para avanzar.
Before shame, is there a lot of pain that it's a sensation in order to advance?
Before shame, there are all kinds of unpleasant feelings. But in truth, a person has to try to try to come to a straight heart. And then, as much as he may feel shame, it will push him to the right response. Yes. Go on, Dudi.
We are number 8. Number 8. Title: the whole reality was emanated and created with a single thought. It is the operator, it is the very operation, and it is the sought-after reward, and it is the essence of the labor. Number 8. Before we go about allocating their words, we must understand his thought in creating the worlds and the reality before us. His operations did not emerge by many thoughts as in our way, for he is one unique and unified. And as he is simple, his lights, which extend from him, are simple and unified, without any multiplicity of forms. As it is written, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. You must therefore understand and perceive that all the names and appellations in all the worlds, upper and lower, are all simple, unique, and unified light. In the Creator, the light that extends, the thought, the operation, and the operator, and anything the heart can think and contemplate, are in him one and the same thing. Thus you can judge and perceive that this entire reality, upper and lower, as one, in its final state of the end of correction, was emanated and created with a single thought. That single thought performs all the operations, is the essence of all operations, the ultimate objective, and the essence of the labor. It's by itself the very perfection and the sought-after reward. Nachmanides wrote, one unique and unified.
In other words, the Creator created everything in one place, one time, one moment, if you could say it in one operation, because his thoughts of wanting to see creation in its final complete form already does everything, and besides this, there is nothing. And what we feel ourselves in a spoiled world, we are spoiled, the Creator is hidden in all those things. It is in order to give us a room for work so that we ourselves would discover these things gradually to the extent that we correct ourselves. We will feel ourselves approaching an enlightened, corrected world in adhesion among us and with the Creator. But in truth, that state was created to begin with and is already present in its full wholeness. Clear?
PT 29.
Thank you, Rav. The question about shame. Can I ask for the Creator to feel shame?
Yes.
What
can you do? Spain too.
Buenos días, querido Rap. Rap, si la vergüenza.
Good day, great love. If the shame is felt in the vessels of bestowal and that becomes honor, what is the feeling of honor? How is it felt in the ten?
By being able to bestow upon the Creator, we have to feel in this honor that we have the possibility to do spiritual work. Latin 4.
Hola, querido Rap. Buenos días. Rap, si el creador es
el love,
la operación, la recompensa y la esencia del trabajo, ¿dónde está?
Is the operation and the reward and the operator, where is our independence? It seems that our participation is an automatic response to the way he's working on us.
אבל התשובה היא כך.
No, you're asking correctly, but the answer is this. In concealment, we are pressured by the Creator, and then we scrutinize how we can resemble Him, and our work is against our ego, and therefore, when we come to resemble Him, by this we also acquire independence. Because whatever operations of bestowal I have to do, I feel the resistance of my ego, and that's what allows me to be independent. Think about it.
Turkey 1.
Dear Ro, my friend is asking, can I be ashamed of the Creator without being ashamed of France?
Yes, now, for the time being, in our work, we are ashamed from the friends, ashamed of the friends, ashamed sometimes more from the Creator, sometimes more from the friends. But it's in the meantime, it's along the way. It's good. The feeling of shame places a person in a place where in the end he has to remove the shame, meaning to come to such forms of bestowal where the shame turns into honor, when he overcomes self-reception, overcomes his ego, overcomes the shame, and by this it becomes honor.
PT Arba.
PT 4.
Sahara Mekuve.
That hoped for the sought after reward. What does it mean that the thought is to bestow to the Creator? I don't.
The thought bestowed upon the Creator is the reward.
And how is that the one thought that was emanated? That's the thought of creation to bestow to the Creator?
Everything is included in the thought of creation, including the hopeful results. PT-19.
What is unclear? He's saying it, the only thought that is working, and it's... Can you understand the thought of creation right now or only in the future? And what is the thought of creation?
The more we try to perform acts of bestowal among us, we learn what is the thought of creation, because it is entirely bestowal. And then, by exerting to perform acts of bestowal among us, so we can understand the Creator's relation to us as the thought of creation.
Equivalence of form as the thought of creation?
Enough, enough. I'm asking you to speak less among everyone. Turkey 3.
Will we overcome the shame when we achieve addition with the Creator as a 10?
לא על כל הבושה, אבל בחלק הניכר נתגבר, כן.
Not on all shame, but the main part we will come over it. The adhesion as a 10 is a great part in advancement and overcoming.
כן.
Yep.
יש לנו אסיה.
Oh, we've got Asia.
אסיה.
Asia.
Morning. My question is the intensive of the stringent lighter proportion?
My question is the intensivity of the light proportional to the feeling of shame?
We're not talking about this right now, so I don't want to start answering this. Mach 3.
Ощутить стыд нужно воспринимать это как подарок от Творца.
To feel shame, you have to get it as a gift from the Creator.
Yes, the feeling of shame is a present from the Creator. Yes.
PT-35.
Because of the shame, does a created being hide himself from the Creator so he can only know him to the extent that he can bestow to him?
Yes, but you understand how false it is. The Creator being hides himself from the Creator. How is this possible? It is double concealment. Latin 2.
Buen día, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿qué es que nosotros como decena evocamos esa vergüenza en conjunto y no individualmente?
What does it mean that we as a ten awaken the shame in the work together between us and not individually?
It is that you as a ten still don't exist before the Creator, and this is why you are ashamed that you still can't appear before him. You can't. Because you're not connected. So the ego that separates you in the meantime also separates you from the Creator. And this is something you should be ashamed. It's good to be ashamed of. Dudi, let's continue.
Continuing number 9. Title, the restriction explains how an incomplete operation emerged from the perfect operator. 9. Viri elaborated on the matter of the first restriction, for It is a most serious matter. This is because it is necessary that all the corruptions and all the various shortcomings extend and come from Him. As it is written, I form the light and create the darkness. But the corruptions and the darkness are the complete opposite of Him. So how can they stem from one another? Also, how could they come together with the light and the pleasure in the thought of creation? We cannot say that there are two separate thoughts. Thus, how does it all extend from Him down to this world, which is filled with scum, torment, and filth? And how do they exist together in the single thought?
In other words, if everything comes from the Creator, how can it be the restriction, the darkness, all kinds of bad things, the ego, the evil inclination, all kinds of chills, all the horrors that are revealed in this world? How can it all come from the Creator? Because He's the source of everything. There's none else besides Him. This is what everyone pretty much asks. How can it be that from the good Creator, all the corrections, operations, corruptions are extended, all the bad things we discover? Where does it come from? How does it emerge from Him? And?
Perek Bet.
So he answers this. He continues. He's going very consistently.
Chapter 2, number 10, explaining the thought of creation. Now we shall come to clarify the thought of creation. It is certain that the end of an act is the preliminary thought. Even in a corporeal humans, with their many thoughts, the act ends in the preliminary thought. For example, when one builds one's house, we understand that the first thought in this engagement is the shape of the house in which to dwell. Therefore, it is preceded by many thoughts and many actions until this shape that he had pre-designed is completed. This shape is what appears at the end of all his operations. Thus, you see that the end of the act is the preliminary thought. The final act, which is the axis and the purpose for which all these were created, is to delight his creations, as it is written in the Zohar. It is known that his thought ends and acts immediately, for he is not a human obliged to act, but the thought itself completes the entire act at once. Hence, we can see that as soon as he is completed in the creation in order to delight his creatures, this light immediately extends and expanded from him in the full measure and form of the pleasures he had contemplated. It is all included in that thought, which we call the thought of creation. Know that we call this thought of creation the light of Ein Sof. Since we do not have a single word or utterance in his essence to define him by any name.
In other words, there is one source, which is the Creator. We don't talk about this. But the light expands from it and creates and does everything in creation. And in that light there is the plan of creation on each one and everyone together, and this thought of creation does not require time, place, movement, and everything we have in this world. But the minute the Creator decides on creation, He designs it and it exists without any distance in terms of time or operations. But from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, everything is done at that same moment, if you can put it this way, in the same place and in the same action. This is what he's trying to say. Now, I'm not seeing any questions. Interesting. This is interesting. So what is he telling us? He's telling us in scrutinizing the thought of creation, that in one operation everything came out, and we are outside of this picture, probably, because we are perceiving it in matters that extend in cause and consequence. They emerge from one another, and with our operations we somehow cause changes around us, meaning we're not in the same world, as he explains to us, in the same reality. So how we are in a completely different reality. But with respect to the thought of creation, he tells us simply, everything is revealed immediately, done immediately, according to the Creator's will, and there are no consecutive operations, one following the other. It is all what we feel from our perspective. It appears within us because we within us are spoiled in our perception, and we have to correct our perception. But in fact, we are in the world of Ein Sof, in a completely corrected state, and there was never even a corrupted state, but rather everything immediately was done by the Creator, and we just have to be incorporated in that state.
Kiev.
Мы раскрываем вот этот фактор одновременности.
We discover this.
Tablets attain it because of the extent that they are corrected, they elevate themselves above time, place, and motion, where time, place, and motion are revealed as a result of the klipot, the shells. Kabbalists rise above the klipot, above the shells. So the shells don't control them anymore. They discover these things as they are, without any distance or time or an order of operations. One operation, zero time, and this is how it happens. This is spirituality.
What does it mean to rise above the klipot?
Above our ego, above our will to receive. It's all only in our feeling, in our perception.
Вот мы соединяемся в десятке, там поднимаемся над собой, и что значит, что
мы uplift above ourselves towards the ten? What does it mean that we stop feeling time?
Мидгаврим бейнейну.
To the extent that we connect among us,
квар ло нимцаим
бирацион. We are no longer in our will to receive.
Альминат лекабель.
In order to receive, and that will to receive in order to receive doesn't draw these operations on the axis of time, place, and motion, but everything is focused on one point, concentrated on one point. So this is how we accept reality.
Spain 2.
Querido Rab, ¿Usted nos puede ampliar la explicación
de los actos de corrupción que se presentan en la luz?
Can you elaborate on the explanation that all the corruption and all the murky things are incorporated in the light, included in the light?
They're not included in the light, they're included in the lack of light. They are included in the darkness, in a desire with no light. Bishkek.
Спасибо, Раф. А вот то состояние, которое высокое описывает Бальсула,
оно
His corrections. It's not that then in Gemar Tikkun everything is revealed. It's also revealed in all kinds of degrees. Florida.
Yes, Rav. The thought of creation and the action of creation, when it comes from the Creator, are these the same things?
For now, let's say yes.
Yeah, we know him by his actions. So why is the thought even mentioned?
Because his thought is the deed. The Creator's thought is his deed. That's what's revealed towards us.
Latin 11.
Gracias, Raf. El dolor y la desesperación física y emocional extremo.
The pain, the physical pain and despair. Can it turn into shame?
Implorar
on this boundary
al Creador,
when a person cries out
por el dolor,
that thanking the Creator for the pain?
Yes. Yes. This, if you continue in the same direction, you're going to reach correct things.
Dudi? Continuing item 11. Title: the will to receive is necessarily created in the emanated being because of the will to receive, because of the will to bestow in the emanator, and it is the vessel in which the emanated being receives his abundance. 11. This is what the Ari had said. In the beginning, an upper simple light had filled the entire reality. Once the Creator contemplated delighting the created beings, and the light seemingly expanded from him and came out from before him, the will to receive his pleasure was imprinted in this light at once. You can also determine that this desire is the full measure of the expanded light, expanding light. In other words, the measure of his light and abundance is as the measure of his desire to delight, no more and no less. For that reason, we call the essence of that will to receive that is imprinted in this light through the power of his thoughts by the name place. For instance, when we say that a person has a stomach big enough to eat a pound of bread, while another person cannot eat more than half a pound of bread. Which place are we talking about? It is not the size of the intestines, but the measure of appetite. You see that the measure for the place of the reception of the bread depends on the measure of the desire to eat. It is all the more spirituality
whether desire to receive the abundance is the place of the abundance, and the abundance is measured by the intensity of the desire.
Questions. Everything depends on the desire. The abundance is measured according to the desire. The advancement is according to the desire. Everything according to the desire. We only have work on the desire. What kind and what intensity of a desire and where it's aimed towards. Well, that is, means the kind of desire. Meaning the direction and intensity. That is what is important for us. Except for that, there is no other information that we determine our reality with, not this world and not the spiritual world. Afterwards, we'll see how these two worlds connect together, this world and the upper world. It's not for today, but eventually we'll be able to speak about it. Okay, so I don't see we have any questions. Let's keep going, Dudi.
Let's keep going. Item 12.
Yeah.
Header. The will to receive contained in the thought of creation brought it out of himself to acquire the name Ein Sof, infinity. 12. Now you can see how the light of Ein Sof departed from himself, in which we cannot utter any word, and became defined by the name the light of Ein Sof. Because of this above discernment in the light, the will to receive from his self is included in it. This is a new form that is not at all in himself. For whom would he receive from? This form is also the full measure of this light. And study it well, for it is impossible to elaborate here.
Again.
Item 12 again. Header. The will to receive contained in the thought of creation brought it out of himself to acquire the name Ein Sof. Now you can see how the light of Ein Sof departed from himself, in which we cannot utter any word, and became defined by the name the light of Ein Sof. Because of this above discernment in that light, the will to receive from his self is included in it. This is a new form that is not at all in himself. For whom would he receive from? This form is also the full measure of this light. And study it well, for it is impossible to elaborate here.
Meaning, to the extent that the thought of creation is revealed by a desire that comes from the Creator and appears towards the created being or created beings, those who can see it, to absorb it, then in according to that it can be revealed. And according to this, gradually these created beings start knowing the Creator. The thought of creation is the connection between the created beings and the Creator. Well, and I guess the last one, right? Oh no, we have two more. Let's finish chapter 2. Please.
Item 13. Header. Prior to the restriction, the disparity of form in the will to receive was not evident. 13. In his almightiness, this new form would not have been defined as a change from his light. This is the meaning of the words, before the world was created, there were his one and his name one. He indicates the light in Ein Sof,
and his name implies the place, which is the will to receive from himself, contained in the light of Ein Sof. He tells us that he is one and his name one. His name is Malchut of Ein Sof, being the desire, namely the will to receive, that has been imprinted in the entire reality that was contained in the thought of creation. Before the restriction, it is not considered that there is any change and differentiation between it and the light in it. And the light and the place are truly one and the same. If there had been any difference and deficit in the place compared to the light of Ein Sof, there would certainly be two discernments there.
Well, let's see. Moscow 6.
Всем доброе утро. Товарищ спрашивает, с какого момента творение становится...
Good morning, everyone. A friend is asking, at what moment does the created being become independent?
The moment that the created being discovers that he is entirely, completely dependent on the upper light, the light of the Creator, and he tries to be independent with this light in order to equalize himself with the light, then he becomes independent. We'll talk about it. Now, we can't because we still don't have the precise states. There has to be a restriction, a screen, reflected light on each and every desire to receive that is revealed in the created being, and from there, his independence starts. When he expresses it in a way that he reveals his potsuf, his attitude towards the Creator, that's the extent of his independence, whether to bestow in order to bestow or to receive in order to bestow, meaning in the form of a potsuf.
Barur, Moscow 7.
Clear. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Рав. Подскажите, пожалуйста, вот если
все время о цели творения, кто такой творит? If we constantly think about the thought of creation, who is the Creator, what does He want from me, that He gives and all that, can this increase the greatness of the Creator? And if so, how do we do it correctly?
We need, by our work in the group, to increase the greatness of the Creator in our eyes. It all depends on the group, only in the environment. And to the extent that we have greatness of the Creator from the environment, each of us will be able to perform actions of bestowal towards Him and towards society.
Baltia 1. No.
Да-да, нас просто попросили сказать несколько пробуждающих слов.
You were asked to say a few words of inspiration, so I'll try to do it now. You just said that we're not in this world.
And
initially, I was a little sad. How can it be that we're not in this world, although we want it so much? But who wants it? My ego. So we remember everything we said and what our teachers talk about. How even if we're in the beginning of the way, all the correction happens here when we remember that we are null and ask for this light, that it will work on us, specifically here and now, to awaken it, to ask of it, to every time my ego does all kinds of provocations to react to it immediately, to ask the Creator to correct and believe that He expects only this from us.
I agree with you completely. Completely identify with your words. We also have to understand that in spirituality, the time of preparation is the main part. That's why it takes so much time and efforts. But afterwards, the spiritual actions themselves have no time. It just happens in one jump. That's why what we need to do is to try and finish the time of preparation as quick as we can. Then it's tick, tick, tick. The actions will be very quick in each and every moment.
Barur.
Clear?
Baltia.
Baltia.
Творец — это желание давать, а Ватсмуту...
The Creator is the will to bestow.
Как так?
In His self, the will to receive is imprinted. How can that be?
Well, speak about it. Think about it more. Think about it. It's not in Atzmuto, it's Yesh Me'ayin. It's revealed. And we talked about it and we read about it. You missed out on it.
Be'er Sheva.
Be'er Sheva.
Ashela hi... המשך למה ששאל החבר מקודם.
Continuing on what the friend asked before, in item 12 it says that the will to receive is included in the thought of creation, took it out of itself into the name Ein Sof. And in item 13, before the restriction, no disparity of form was apparent in the will to receive. So my question is, we don't have attainment in his essence, but he creates this mechanism of the Creator in which there is the will to receive, with which he gives us those two points, bestowal and reception.
Yes. Africa.
They don't have a question.
No question, okay. So, where's Dudi? Where were we?
Item 14.
Yeah, so let's finish this. 14.
Header. Restriction means that Malchut diminished the will to receive in her. Then the light disappeared because there was no light without a vessel. Item 14. Regarding the restriction, the will to receive that is contained in the light of Ein Sof, called Malchut of Ein Sof, which is the thought of creation, and which contains the entire creation, embellished herself to ascend and equalize her form with Himself. She therefore diminished her will to receive His abundance in phase 4 in the desire. Her intention was that by so doing, the worlds would emanate and be created down to this world. Thus, the form of the will to receive would be corrected and returned to the form of bestowal. And that would bring her to equivalence of form with the emanator. Thus, after she had diminished the will to receive, the light naturally departed, for it is known that the light depends on the desire, and the desire is the place of the light, for there is no coercion in spirituality.
Again,
14. Header. Restriction means that Malchut of Ein Sof diminished the will to receive in her. Then the light disappeared because there is no light without a vessel. Regarding the restriction, the will to receive that is contained in the light of Ein Sof, called Malchut of Ein Sof, which is the thought of creation, and which contains the entire creation, embellished ourselves to ascend and equalize our form with Himself. She therefore diminished her will to receive His abundance in phase four in the desire. Her intention was that by so doing, the worlds would emanate and be created down to this world. Thus, the form of the will to receive would be corrected and returned to the form of bestowal. And that would bring her to equivalence of form with the emanator. Thus, after she had diminished the will to receive, the light naturally departed, for it is known that the light depends on the desire, and the desire is the place of the light, for there is no coercion in spirituality.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, откуда вот у Малхут бесконечности вот этот вот
From where does Malchut of Ein Sof have the strength to restrict the light?
Obviously from the light. All our forces come only from the light. The will to receive is from the light. The will to bestow is from the light. From the light of Ein Sof. It includes everything.
Ну вот какая-то новая, как будто бы появилась
But it's as if there is a new essence here, this restriction.
That also came from the light. The light gives the will to receive that it created a feeling that it is less in the will to receive. And the will to receive, the restricts itself. The light gives it a feeling that it, that the light is from a higher degree and the will to receive is inferior degree. And so on and so on. That's what we'll learn, even though here, for now, there's no difference between the light and vessel. There's no difference.
What is the restriction anyway? He writes here that...
No. The desire doesn't disappear and doesn't diminish. It just feels itself inferior than the light. That's why it makes itself smaller, restricts itself. Not that it is really inferior or low, or we'll talk about it. We need to understand they both come from the Creator, these two discernments, and we'll scrutinize it. It's not simple. It's something very delicate here.
So can we say that the minute Malchut in the world of Ein Sof is filled with light, that feeling gives her the feeling that she's smaller than the light?
No. First of all, they both, the light and the desire and the light of Ein Sof, are both equal. They both come from the upper force, and specifically by the desire, the upper light is drawn and expands and fills the desire. If not for the desire, the upper light wouldn't even be revealed. We are scrutinizing things now, okay? What are we going to do here? We're done with
chapter 2.
Right, so let's see Haifa. Haifa 1.
It is written that the light depends on the desire, and the desire is the place of the light because there is no coercion in spirituality, meaning that basically our part depends on the yearning.
Yes, we'll learn about it. There's a desire and a longing. both these things on the same. That's it. We'll learn.
Бишкек.
Бишкек.
Раз, спасибо. Знаете, как-то разумом не удается понять, как возможно.
Thank you, love. You know, it's a little difficult to understand intellectually how our desire to receive can be built together with the desire to bestow. But when you approach it emotionally through the heart, things seem closer. What's the right way to attain these things?
Yeah, better if we try to feel it in our heart, in our desire. In our minds, there can be all kinds of states going on, but better if we locate them in our heart.
So, why does Baal HaSulam say often, think about it?
He also usually means the heart thinks, the heart feels, the heart decides. Everything we work in is in our desire, and the desire is the heart. And the thought, which is the mind, is only so we can sort out our desires. But actually, all the decisions and all the actions are only in the desires.
Цафон 2.
North 2.
Рав, איך לספוג בתוכנו נכון?
How do we absorb correctly the thought of creation?
זה דבר די פשוט.
It's very simple. The thought of creation is to do good to his created beings. That's what the Creator wants, and this is what he does in all his actions. Corporeal, spiritual, doesn't matter. In all these actions, he wants to do good to his created being. But the created being depends on the state that he's in, sometimes takes it in an opposite way as problems, wars, murder, blows. This already depends on the created being, but the Creator brings the created being, bestowing in a gradual way that has to help the created being advance from state to state. Then, according to the intensity of the preparation on behalf of the created being, he can receive the Creator, whether in a degree that he justifies the Creator and he's called righteous, or that he slanders on the Creator and he's called wicked. But the Creator gradually gives the created being more and more every day portions of light, new portions of light. And the surrounding light that becomes from the shattering of the Kli of Adam Rishon that it was in and then it went outside, the light comes closer and wants to enter back in. And if the vessel is in somewhat prepared, so it's corrected by the light and filled by the light a bit, and that's the way it works every day, degree after degree. And if he's not ready, so he feels darkness more and more. That's why we need to try and be ready for corrections. And it's only by the connection between us. Let's hope that we will be ready for it.
How do we relate to physical suffering?
That also goes into the spiritual suffering, even though the main thing is the spiritual sufferings. Spiritual sufferings divide into a lot of degrees. That the main one is, when will I be able to bestow to the Creator? And that's what I'm suffering from. That I'm not bestowing enough.
Dudi?
Dudi?
סיימנו.
We're done. So, the broadcast for today, live broadcast on Sviva Tova, from 10 to 10:30, Rav Lightman with Owen Levy, from 10:30 to 11:30, the writer's meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman, and from 6:45 to 7:30 Israel time, the World Gathering of Friends. It will end with a song.
בשדה קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר רק יצמח החלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים תגיד נא לי איפה הם נשמעתי